USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is close to passing a coronavirus rescue bill after 5 days of talks. At the White House evening coronavirus task force briefing, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin explained how long the stimulus package in the Senate will help.
We've anticipated 3 months. Hopefully we won't need this for 3 months. Hopefully this war will be won quicker. But we expect that this is a significant amount of money, if needed, to cover the economy.
If the money runs out, President Trump says,
We have to go back.
The president says the bill will help not just businesses, but also the common workers.
Up to $250 billion in expanded unemployment benefits. The average worker who has lost his or her job will receive 100% of their salary for up to 4 full months.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
President Trump said companies are stepping up to help in the coronavirus pandemic. 3M, Ford, and General Motors are manufacturing medical products quickly to assist the overwhelmed hospitals and clinics. He said New York is the worst hit.
We're also, as you know, building numerous hospitals and medical centers throughout certain areas in New York. It's at the convention center, the Javits Convention Center. We're doing 4 hospitals, and we're doing throughout the state 4 medical centers there, somewhat different. I want you to know that I'm doing everything in my power to help the city pull through this challenge. I'm working very hard in New York. It's really by far our biggest problem.
On Wall Street, investors were mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 495 points, the S&P 500 up 28, and the NASDAQ Composite down 33. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper has enacted a 60-day stop movement order for all uniformed service members and their families, as well as civilian service members stationed overseas. The measure is intended to stop the spread of the coronavirus and to protect U.S. personnel and preserve the operational readiness of our global force. The order impacts an estimated 90,000 service members who are either slated to deploy or redeploy over the next 60 days. The order includes some conditions under which exceptions can be granted. Troop rotations in and out of Afghanistan have already been paused amid the pandemic. Earlier in the month, the Pentagon restricted domestic travel for military members and their families due to the virus. The coronavirus outbreak is sidelining U.S. home buyers as well as homeowners, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Suddenly, higher interest rates for loans and the near shutdown of the U.S. economy is what's kept home buyers and homeowners out of the mortgage market. Overall application volume fell more than 29% as refinance applications dropped 34%, purchase applications down 15%. So that dropped applications for loans to buy homes to the lowest level since August. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose 8 basis points to 3.74%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.